Blog Talk Radio.
Harder than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning
I love that
it
song.
Down.
Wow, that's a deep song.
Welcome, welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show on the planet. We're honored this morning to have a wonderful, wonderful guest on our newsmaker line, Wanda Bamberg-Tia, a.k.a. Wonder Woman. She is an icon in Washington. Before we bring her up, I want to talk about our advertisers and our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't have a show. And our sponsors this morning is Dr. Edward T. Bruford III. He's at 1209 U Street, Washington, D.C. He is the ultimate dentist for all your needs. His number is 202-667-8818 for all your needs. When it comes to a dentist, there is no better dentist than Dr. Edward T. Bruford III. He's been with us for quite a while. He's an excellent, excellent individual. He's a philanthropist. We gave him the award of the year in 2014. Stop by there and have all your dentist needs. Also, Charlie's Bar and Grill, 7307 Georgia Avenue, Northwest. Charlie's is more than a bar. It's more than a bar. It's an upscale restaurant where you can come and get food that you can taste like down home cooking. It's right there on Georgia Avenue. It's a legend on Georgia Avenue. It's been there for over 30 years. Stop by and say hello to Judy. The black card is honored there. 10% off. Tori's Restaurant. 7th and V Street, Northwest. Tori's is the restaurant in the heart of the U Street quarter now. It's been there for years. 7th and V Street, Northwest. Make sure you stop by Tori's and make sure that you talk to John, because he is the owner, and it's a restaurant that you can get breakfast all day long. Whopper Cafe, 6230 Georgia Avenue. Phone number is 202-286-9030. The black card is honored there, 10% off all your needs. And Brands and Labels. Brands and Labels, Ike Harrison. He can do anything you need for your business. If you need a sign to go outside of your business, if you need a sign on your truck, if you need T-shirts, everything he has access to. You can ride all over D.C., Maryland, and Virginia and see his work. Give Ike Harrington a call at 301-343-7782. Get your T-shirts for the summer, your business T-shirts, and it's 10% off with the black card. Wanda, are you on the air? Wanda?
Hello. Yes. Hello?
Fantastic. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. Wanda, it is an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you. I've been knowing you for a numerous of years. You have always been consistent and really dedicated and driven by your passion, working out, and health. First off, tell us who you are.
I'm Wanda Bamberg-Tia, and I'm the owner of Work It Studio, and we're located at 1020 U Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C.
But you just haven't just been there. Tell us about the history of Wanda Woman. How long have you been doing this?
Well, Wanda Woman, I started Wanda Woman Aerobics over 33 years ago. As you know, I started the whole stylized fitness for fun And when people were looking for ways to have a great workout but still have fun, I created the Wanda Woman Dance Workout, which is a fun cardio dance workout. And a lot of people tend to think that working out is, you know, it's a pain, I don't want to do it. But once you make it fun, I think people really stick to it. A lot of times when we feel a little bit down, I think for me, if I put on music and I start to move and groove, I'm feeling great. And before you know it, an hour goes by and you got your heart pumping, you got blood circulating, and it's not like working out at all. It's something that's unique, and I've been doing it and had a lot of people that have enjoyed it over the years. So 33 years, you know, with creating this aerobic fitness. And then personal training. I've personal trained quite a number of people in the city that have stayed in shape over the years. And then I decided to find another home for Wanda Woman, which is Work at Studio.
I love it. I love it because 33 years of being in business is extraordinary for a business of today. But you saw the vision before the vision, before this workout was got to be to the point where now people know about it. You were doing it years ago. How did you come up with the name Wanda Woman?
Well, you know, long time ago, back in the 70s and early 80s, women and men didn't work out together. They were separate gyms. And you remember the spa ladies and the Barbara Ellens, and I managed those women-only gyms during that period. And then I decided to do this on my own, and I was teaching 21 classes a week, which I wouldn't try to do that today, Russell, though. But back then, when I was in my young 20s, I was teaching 21 classes a week. And one day I was going to one of my classes, and this guy said, and I used to haul around my boombox during that time. He said, what do you do? Are you some kind of – and I said, you know, I teach aerobic dance. And he said, how many classes do you teach? And I said, 21. And he said, what are you, some kind of Wonder Woman? And then I walked away thinking, not Wonder Woman, but Wanda Woman. And so henceforth, you know, the name started. And ever since that day in 1981, I decided that I was going to open up Wanda Woman Aerobics. And then I was going to specialize, because I'd seen so many overweight women, particularly African Americans at that time in Washington, D.C. And I was the first black woman to open up a studio downtown, a fitness studio. And then people labeled it, okay, you like the black Jane Fonda? Yeah, I'll take that too, because Jane Fonda was really a big, she was a big impact during the days of the aerobic fitness. And downtown, there was nothing at 8th and D Street. I was behind the Landsberg building. And we made it a great success down there. And for 17 years, I sort of hosted Wanda Woman around town. And then I had a wonderful opportunity to come to U Street, which I've always loved U Street, because I had a good friend, Roberta Manuel, that had a place called Mamber on U Street. And we did festivals on U Street. So it's not by chance that in May for the Funk Parade, I'm on U Street and I'm celebrating the U Street Festival again.
Tell us about this great event in May that's coming up. It's called the Funk Parade or the Funk Festival. What exactly is the name of it, and when does it start, and what day does it happen?
It's happening May 2nd. And it is called the Funk Parade, and it's a three-part event. During the day, there's going to be a day fest that you can, you know, vending down U Street. There will be public and private spaces that they will have different activities set up, live performances, bands. And it really brings life and vibrant back to U Street and a lot of attention for the small businesses that are there. And then Work It Studio, we're going to offer what we call a taste of Work It. From 2 to 5, you'll be able to come in and sample some of our free classes, you know, from dance to fitness. I understand now that our mayor is going to be marching in the parade. We'd love for her to definitely be there because we worked very hard to get the U Street open. They said parade has not gone down U Street in 20 years. Last year, this is the second year, so we're very honored to have her presence. And hopefully we can get her dancing and moving and grooving to Uptown Funk because I know she's a great dancer. And then later on that evening from 2 to 5, there's going to be an actual parade. And this is a community parade. You know, we were asking everybody to come out, children, seniors, anybody that want to get in the parade. And I like that idea because it does bring community together. And, I mean, last year there was a tremendous explosion on U Street. And so we're looking forward to that. And then in the evening from 7 to 10 is going to be the music festival. The different restaurants and clubs that are on U Street are going to open their doors and host different events. We are going to host Salsa on U with a fabulous instructor. You can come and learn salsa and also socialize that evening and just have a great time. We think that this is a great way to open up, again, U Street and the community and bring everyone together. So the Funk Parade is to, definitely you don't want to miss May 2nd.
Sounds like it's going to be something that no one should miss, especially if it's an opportunity to open up U Street where you can walk down U Street, close down U Street, and everybody is going all the way down U Street. Everybody's going to be a benefit of the Funk Parade, and I'm so happy that you're right there on U Street. They have to walk by Workit Studio and get a taste of Workit Studio.
Good.
Everyone should stop in and get a taste of Workit Studio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the phone lines are lit up. When we come back, we're going to take some calls, but I also want you to touch upon where you're going in 2015 and what is great for you and customers that's going to be coming to you. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. And, yes, she is on fire.
This girl is on fire.
One.
Welcome back. We've got a caller on the line, air code 803-727. You're on the air with Wanda. Go ahead.
Hey, Wanda. Hey, Russell. This is Roberta Manuel. How are you?
915 Manvers. Fantastic. Say hello to Wanda.
Hey, Wanda. How are you doing?
Do you have a question for Wanda?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate her on what a wonderful job she's doing at a new site at Lee's. I've been up there several times. As a matter of fact, every time I come to Washington, that's my first stop. They're just doing some fabulous things up there. And when I come in, I get my crew together, and this is where we meet at, up at Workit Studio. And I'm one of the old ones with Wanda. I've been with her for almost 40 years. And I don't miss a chance. Wherever she is, I try to get to her because I'm still working it now.
No, that's right.
Go ahead on.
This is Roberta. Yeah, she's one of the old. Yeah, Roberta used to have a business on U Street. She inspired me, actually, to come to U Street, Russell. This is the young lady I was telling you that had a business on U Street many, many years ago, and she started the festival. And we used to be right on U Street across from Mambers doing the Wonder Woman workout back then.
Well, she's come full circle, and I'm glad that she's still connected, and she's absolutely correct. When you come to Wanda Workout Studio, there's so many different aspects of it. I've been there on several occasions, even when she's had live entertainment there, and I've watched also some of the workout sessions. So she's doing wonderful things there, and it's commendable that she is there, and we're going to do everything possible to make sure that she stays there. It's important that the business like Wanda Workout Studio becomes a signature of U Street, and that's what we need. We're going to take another call. Caller, you on the air, 202-538. You on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Wanda. Hi, Roberta.
Hey.
Denise.
Hey.
I'm excited about the Funk Parade. I am excited. Workout Studio has so much to offer. It is such a pleasure to be here, to know Wanda, first of all, and to have worked with her, and to have known her for almost 25
years.
Now. So, I mean, it's a great pleasure. Russell, thank you. You know, how many times have we partied with you and networked with you? And it's really a pleasure to actually know you and to be invited to speak with you. Funk Parade is going to be great fun. We don't want anybody to miss anything and to come and try a taste of work. And once you taste it, you're going to want to play.
I like
Excellent.
That. I like that.
Say that again. Let's have the listening audience hear that again. Repeat that statement one more time.
Once you taste it at work, it, you're going to want a plate.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And then you can come work it off.
Come in and how about that? It's a community. It's a community, and we treat everybody as family. You know, we're concerned about you. If we don't see you, we call you. We ask, what's going on? We haven't seen you. So, I mean, and that makes people realize that it's not just you giving us your money. It's about us caring about your health and your well-being and caring about you. We're a community. And that's what makes Workout Studio really special in that community.
And another thing I'd like to add to Wanda's type of person, she does not meet any strangers, young and old. She's there for you. She takes those babies and train them. It's like you take the old folks, like, I'm not going to say me because I'm not old, but senior citizens and that. And the seniors love her. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
That is fantastic. We have another caller on the line, air code 202-636. You on the line. Go ahead. Air code 202-636. You on the line with Wanda Workout. Go ahead. Yeah, Wanda, you are truly doing special things. I mean, big things. How does it feel to know that you have touched thousands of men and women's lives by your workout?
You know, it's. Let me first say it's an honor to actually be on U Street. Let me go back. Let me just back up just a bit and just give Lee Flower Shop, who I actually literally stand on the shoulders of a legendary and a very historical family that have been in business for 75 years, and they do a wonderful job always, and I'm very thankful and honored to be a part of the U Street family, and I think there's not many that's left, and I always tell people the three giants that I see on U Street. You know, the Lee's Flower Shop, Industrial Bank, and Ben's Chili Bowl. I look at these businesses that survived through all the hard times, and they're still there. And so as I have touched many lives, the lives of people in D.C. And around the world, because I have friends that are in South Africa. I've gone there for 5 weeks to train and open up one of the first gyms that was ever on the continent that size. I see that people are yearning, Russell, every day to be able to be healthy, be happy, be whole. And that's where the Wanda Woman mission and vision is to help and assist people in providing, you know, a healthy lifestyle. And I think once you, like Denise said, get a taste of Work It, you do want more. You want to come and you want to try one class. You want to try another class. And that's the whole community of Work It, and not just the workout, but people making friends there. And I think that's unique in itself is that a lot of people have formed relationships through Work It, through Wanda Woman. We just had one of a dear friend's past, and I looked at all the many people that knew her and how they come to know her was through Wonder Woman. And so it's a networking of women and men and children and different, you know, I say it's from 0 to 90, from the womb to the tomb. That's what I,
right.
You know, it's there. You can come in from the womb to the tomb. That's where the Wonder Woman whole mission and vision was always set from the very first time I thought about even touching the lives of people. And I'm very grateful that that the Creator has provided me with not only just the knowledge, but the heart and passion for it, because it's not easy running a small business. I can tell anybody that, and many of the two women that are on the line here that know me, that it's a struggle many times when you open your doors and then you say, hey, I have 18 people on payroll this week, and
what?
How do we do it and how do we manage it? But I think that people, the lives that we've touched, they're very grateful. So they support us, they come and they tell other people about us, and Wonder Woman has always been a word of mouth. We have, I consider, some of the best clients and members at Work It Studio because of our referrals, because of people like you, Russell, who I just realized put up a YouTube video of Wonder Woman. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was there. But I'm very thankful for each time people you know, support and do things for Wonder Woman and Work It Studio.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah, I visited you at one point, and I was at one of your events, and I made a YouTube video for you. I want people to see stuff in action, see what they do, see what you do. But you do so much. I mean, you have so much. But just the mere essence of seeing you, when they say Wonder Woman workout, and they actually meet you, and you've been doing this 30 years, you reek, you look, you are workout. People look at you and say, she has to work out. You look like you work out. And it shows over 33 years, you still have that look of a workout woman. That is commendable. Women want to be you. Women admire you. You can probably wear the same dress you wore to your prom as high school. I mean,
that would be. Thank you, Russell.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I mean, I'm just honored and pleased and truly, truly treasured that you took part of time out of your life that you'll never, ever see again to even interact with Russell's News, Washington Business Guy, and now Be There Magazine. We go way, way back, just like Cadillac Seats. You are somebody that has been there for me, and I want to take time today to tell you I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I appreciate the work that you've done in the community. And I remember the Washington Business Guide, and I think you were, you know, a forerunner to help businesses advertise, because advertising can be very costly to a small business. And I think you were there and, you know, right on the ground, hey, you know, knocking on doors. And that's what's missed today, is because everything is now on the Internet, and I know we have to take it to there. But you are still walking through the community and talking to business people. We don't have that anymore, Russell. I think that's the difference in what I see has happened on U Street. And I'm hoping the U Street Business Association, the Mid-City Business Association, that they all come together and that we do help the other small businesses that are in the community to stay there, because so many businesses were injured and hurt during the earlier days. And I can remember when the streets stopped. I do remember that. I have pictures, actually, of all those big, huge construction, you know, sites that were put up there. And businesses were not thriving during that time, and they had to survive through that period. So now that we have this vibrant U Street, I call it the U Street Boulevard. That's what they said, name it. And pretty, you know, I would love to see more businesses that day. So I would say, you know, they have the Eventbrite. They got an idea to get the mayor down there on U Street for the Funk Parade. This is a great time to come and march in the parade with the mayor. How many cities do that? I think this is the first that we will have. We'll have, you know, Work at Studio right there with the mayor and walking down U Street. So this is a very good time for U Street and the businesses that are there.
Yeah. Yeah. Bands, marching bands, and everything is going to be there.
Eastern is going to be there.
We got Duke Ellington even has their performing arts band is going to be marching down U Street. And actually, this is the first time it's actually going to come down U. Last year, we had to go down V Street and then come down, you know, behind Ben's Chili Bowl. But this time, we actually have U Street. So now we have to cut up.
That's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be a big, big celebration. It's going to be very, very huge, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger every year from this day forward. From this May on, it's going to get bigger and bigger because U Street's going to get bigger and bigger. But I also want to piggyback on what you said, Wanda, as far as businesses coming together and helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
We now have to network with each other, and the businesses on U Street and all businesses in the Washington metropolitan area or the DMV period have to come together and support each other. We were fortunate enough to implement the Black Card about a year and a half ago, and now it's called the Magnificent 2000 Black Card Holders. And the purpose of that is to support businesses. We want to go to a Wanda woman and say, hey, give me 35, 40, 50 sessions. Pay you up front for those 50 sessions. And then tell the Black Card holders, you can come and get a workout session. Just show your Black Card. It's already paid for. This is the concept of the Black Card. We want to go to a restaurant on U Street or one of our restaurants, Wanda Cafe, buy X amount of dinners so you can now come in and eat with the Black Card for free. Our big event that's coming up at Policy on the last Thursday in May, all you do is show your Black Card. You pay for nothing. It's an opportunity to come in. If you want to have a cocktail, you want to have something, you have to pay $15, $17, $18 in some case. You come to Policy on the last Thursday in May, you show your Black Card, you sit out in the Black Card section, and it's there for you. You pour your own. It's an opportunity to change the way we do business, but also support business. And I encourage everybody that's listening right now, if you're not a Black Card holder, go to www.Be There Magazine and become a Black Card holder, because it comes with advertising, it comes with networking, and it comes with an opportunity to meet people. Where can you meet a Wanda woman? You can meet a Wanda woman at one of our networking events. When we had the big celebration at Policy, she brought in the whole Wanda woman crew or performers, and they just tore the place up. I mean, we're talking about people was in awe, standing up on chairs. It was fantastic, but also they got to see what they could get if they come to U Street. That kind of makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yep.
You got to come to U Street. U Street is where it is, and it's vibrant, it's growing, and Work at Studio is a part of it. We were the first fitness boutique, as they call the smaller gyms, if you would. And we want to remain there because I think we've got the community there that know what we do and how we do it. And we welcome other businesses, you know, this type to come, and they have. And I think it's enough that everyone can share in terms of the number of people that we have in the Washington community that want to work out, that want to do Work at Studio. Like you said, is quite unique because my husband is a jazz musician. We have jazz up in there, and people really like to come and hear him play and support the arts as well. We plan to have, like, you know, small coffee houses that we can, you know, present different things that we want to. We did the Vagina Monologue this year, so we're very active. We're an active group that love music, art, and dance. And we say fitness, dance, and wellness, but we also do music and art, and we love to invite people to come in and take part in it. And we like to also preserve live music, because there's nothing else like live music, and keep our kids playing instruments. And that's one of the things that my husband, Tiago Saria, he is very adamant about is preserving live music and people playing instruments, because we for so long we used to play instruments, and now our kids love synthesizers and all kind of digital this and that and the other. But I think once you learn to play an instrument, it not only just works the brain and the mind and the body and the soul, it really, tells a lot about a person, because it takes discipline to learn the piano, to learn to play drums. And so we are about promoting and preserving, the whole U Street live music, dance, art, and a fusion of that. And let me just say that Denise is on the line, and she can, I guess, chime in on this. I think one of the first dance studios on U Street
was Bernice Hammond. Bernice Hammond's, many, many years ago, 1929, Bernice Hammond opened her first studio on U Street, and that was at 1332 U Street. And at that time, it was like a little storefront. Her auntie and her parents were musicians, and they actually taught piano and stuff like that. So she went from there to over on Benning Road, which is no longer there. But, for many years, she was one of the first ballet instructors in the district, black, besides Jones and Hayward, that came along a little bit after her. But she was the first African-American woman to actually have a dance studio for black children on U Street.
And so that's, we want great. To bring back that dance.
I feel
on
honored.
U Street.
Yeah, I feel honored to be back on U Street.
Excellent.
Wanda,
excellent.
Denise.
Excellent.
Don't forget about the healthy heart, the nutrition part of the program that you guys also do. That's a great program that you have there. Healthy heart.
Oh, yeah. Our healthy heart membership is one
membership.
That people really. And we really come in. We do fitness assessments for you. We quarterly. We encourage you to do different types of workouts through our Healthy Heart membership. And people get committed because they see the benefits over a period of time. You're not going to come in and get in shape in one day, one month. I think it takes time. And when people come in, the Healthy Heart membership was one of the was one of our first promotion that we started. To really, and you have to come up with creative ways, as you know, Russell, to get your business going. So when I opened up the doors to work at Studio, I decided, okay, what can we do to have people come in, enjoy something long term, and get and receive the benefits? And it has really been one of our best and the best deal in town. It's $49.99 a month, and it's the Healthy Heart membership.
Well, this has been a simply pleasure and an honor, and the information has been way beyond what people need. They need to tune into this show and hear it on the archives, because what you have given today is needed. Give us your closing statements, Wanda.
I would say, if you're looking for a great place to have fun, get in shape, enjoy music, dance, art, come to work it, and if you're not coming to work it, then you're not working it. But I say it's never too late to get in shape.
That's right.
It's never too late to start something new. And when they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I don't believe any of that.
That's a lot.
I believe that anybody can start today. Think about your health. Think about where you want to go and where you've been with your health and your well-being. And you will see a difference once you become consistent in anything that you do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. See you.
She's on top of the world.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. I'm on my way. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Roberta, I'll call you back.
Everybody says the seagulls fly.